Hello, cleaning buddies. Welcome to the podcast. This is Jinlyn. I'm getting ready to kind of go sit and finish reading my book that I recorded a little bit about the last time that I made an episode. And I'm pretty excited to kind of get back into that and figure out exactly, how I can use those different ideas and stuff that she was talking about. But after I recorded that episode the beginning of this week, because I want to say it was Sunday night and it's today's Saturday, I was just, of course, like I always do, I was recording and deleted what I had because I was going to start doing Clean With Me and I'm just not feeling like it. So, but I was just walking around my house and I was like, this is the first time where when my kids have left for the weekend after I've had them for 2 straight weeks, this is really the first time that I've looked around my house and thought, wow, it looks pretty good without me having to do anything. I've really focused this week, and I think that's one of the things is about how intentional I've tried to be about like maintenance this week, like doing things, keeping things nice. I've really tried to focus on all of that. So like I said, I think I said it anyway in that short little, I don't know, I always say like this episode, I don't know, post upload. Sometimes I call them videos and they're not videos. But anyway, I don't know. I just feel like the whole 5 minute thing, like you don't have to actually time yourself. Really what it is if you don't feel like doing anything, then set your timer for 5 minutes and do it anyway. And I know one of the days, I remember one of the days thinking like, I really don't want to do this. And then I was also like, I really don't want to have to do it all on Saturday. And like right now, if I fold the blanket that's next to me, there's like two things in my floor that shouldn't be there on this side anyway. The other side where my daughter plays and everything, there's some toys and I put up this huge castle thing, which I probably need to take down this weekend. I might let her keep it up one more because I think her dad's going to bring her home tomorrow instead of, even though he can keep her Monday. But I think he's trying to say that he's working. But totally just lost my train of thought. So anyway, and I didn't do it even though it doesn't seem like 5 minutes a day would be very much to do. Like it would seem like you'd have to make sure you did it every single day for it to work. I really didn't. And there's probably some days where I did more than 10 minutes, like, I know. So kind of the way it went down this week, Monday, I did my 5 minutes like I was supposed to. We'd had these weird storms going through, and for some reason they made everything like they made it a lot warmer. So there is my stomach. So I turned my AC on that night. Well, the next morning I got up, I didn't really notice anything. Didn't need to turn the heat or air or anything on. Got ready for work, went to work. Well, when we got home, the temperature had dropped throughout the day back to kind of what it should have been. And the heat would not come back on. So I knew that I was going to have people having to come over. And I mean, like I said, I'd done a pretty good job throughout the week. Of course, the day that it was freezing in here, I didn't feel like doing anything except being under the covers. So, So yeah, but my plan was, okay, well, I'll leave work about an hour before they're supposed to be there, and then I'll have time to kind of straighten up. So it also was like, well, I'll do it tonight, or I'll do it the night before. 'Cause like, so let's see, what day was it? The day when I knew they were coming the next, like, I don't know why I didn't do more of that. I think I did do a little bit that night. The next, but I, anyway, that ended up not happening because I couldn't get away from work. So I rescheduled for the next day. And that day I was able to leave early enough to where I could meet up with them and everything, and it was cool. So I thought I was going to be home like an hour before they got here. But because of traffic, because of the time of day it was, I didn't get home. I had like 30 minutes left, and I was like, oh my gosh, like this is way less time than I was expecting to have. So of course I was recording. It only took me 12 minutes to crisis clean the areas that these guys would see. And I even did the bathroom too, just in case they asked to go to the bathroom. So that was pretty shocking to me because like, I didn't think my house was that clean. You know, it was like looking over it and like looking at everything that was kind of out and stuff. But it was like the Christmas stuff I needed to move into my daughter's bedroom, which is why I don't know why there's a box still sitting out that I thought I put away. But I needed to move that stuff into her room. Then I needed to, oh, what was the other thing? Need to move that box. I did like a little bit of spot sweeping and stuff. Oh, the only thing I actually grabbed and put away in a room, besides the Christmas boxes, but that's where they needed to go, was some sweaters and jackets I had been stacking on the back of a chair. I came in the living room and I was like, oh my God, I didn't realize it was that bad in here. But it was mostly just like some blankets that needed to be folded. I had folded them, but I guess that night my daughter pulled stuff off onto the floor. So I had to do that really quickly. Didn't take long. And then it was just my coffee table was pretty bad. But it was mostly just taking a trash bag and picking up stuff that should have been wherever. I guess I must have taken the trash out. Maybe that was the day before. Because there wasn't a whole lot of, I think it was. Yeah, it was. Because there wasn't a whole lot of trash that needed to go out. I did end up taking out my kitchen trash. Oh yes, I know what it was. It was because I had made a salad and I dumped all that in the garbage. When I was, because I try not to put anything down my disposal. So when we came in that day, it was so cold, it also smelled really bad. It didn't really smell that bad, but to anybody else, but I just pick up on all that stuff. So I had taken out a bunch of trash that day. So it really wasn't a lot. You know, I took all the dirty dishes to the kitchen and I just put them all in the sink. And then once the guys got here and they were up in the attic, then I took that time, emptied the dishwasher, put dishes away, things like that. I was planning on just watching TV in the living room, but I always forget when they put down the attic stairs. It's kind of weird to be in here. So, yeah, but anyway, and then that extra time on that day made it to where I didn't have to do a lot of stuff on Friday. Because I kept thinking, well, Friday afternoon, I'll just do any more straightening that I need to do. And then Saturday I can go to work and then I'll feel good about the weekend and everything. But I didn't even have to do that on Friday because of the extra time that I spent. You know, I could have just like not done anything, you know, been like while they were here just sitting or on my phone or whatever. I was like, no, let me use this time that I have. And I really was running out of stuff to do. I mean, like I cleaned the top of my stove, like I moved the grates and cleaned that, took all my recycling and trash out and then took the cans out. So I did do the 5 minute thing, but it's more like, it's not so much for me having to set a timer anymore. It's more like I just pick some things up as I go, because and just doing things while my daughter's still here. Like even though she's here, like I can still do stuff. And that's kind of like my big Not that I forget, but just like, I don't know. And I keep kind of forgetting that I have Monday as well, that I can do stuff from this weekend. So it's not so much of a rush to add a bunch of stuff to, because it always feels to me like Saturday is really the only day I have, because it's the only day from beginning to end where I don't have any kids. Because Sundays, I pretty much do have the whole day, but at 6 o'clock, my daughter comes. And I don't know why Sundays feel like they go by so quickly, but they really, really do. I mean, like right now, it's still 5 hours away. And I don't know what it is. It feels more like 2 hours than on Sundays anyway. So yeah, it, and I think a big part of it was the intention, having the intention of this week, I want to have my house clean so that blah, 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 blah. And I think the other part of that was like, I was thinking that I wasn't realizing it was a 3-day weekend. So that's just like icing on the cake now. The other thing that I did is I think I talked a little bit about the model whenever I was talking in my last, that last little episode I did. And I said, I don't know if I said it this way or not, because I was like, you know, I'm not really supposed to teach about the model, but because I'm not licensed to. But then I was taught the model by somebody who was, and she never said, don't tell anybody about this. I'm sure there's probably parts of it that I don't really understand to the depth that a person who was trained would. And I did look into the train. It's very, very expensive, like 5 figures expensive. And like, I just don't, you know, I'm using it. It works for me. I keep seeing very similar things in other books and other whatever. And so I guess I just need to stop calling it the model, because that's like their phrasing, I guess, and just because it's really helpful to me. But I'm gonna do that like in a separate episode. I think I said that as well. But what I did after that episode is I went in my room, and actually let me pull it up on my phone so I can kind of go through, because I couldn't, I was trying to record this the other day and I could not remember what I had said about it. Oh, it opened right up. All right. And this is not actually, well, I started doing this. There's a journal that you can buy from Amazon. It's called Worry for Nothing. And this is part of the Worry for Nothing. I took the questions out of that journal and made this. And it kind of does go with the, other stuff. Like it kind of fits, but I ended up doing models at the end. Anyway, so one of the things that had been frustrating me a lot recently was that my daughter would start, she's been doing this thing where if I get onto her for something, she starts crying that she misses her dad. And I think I kind of talked about it a little bit. It makes me feel like all kinds of stuff, or it was, because now it's kind of, since I did all this and kind of worked through it. All right, so it says, how are, so then the next thing is, how are you feeling? So the feelings that I have with this is like disappointed, like I'm a failure at being a parent, angry because I can't say this stuff. Angry for reasons, not at her, not at her. What are you thinking? Well, what I said above, but also when I like kind of when I get to that frustration level where I'm just like, you know, and I don't, I'm talking about like, I don't yell at her or get mad at her for crying for her dad. It's that she's using that to not do what I ask her to do. Or like if I do get onto her, she starts doing that, crying and doing that. And I said, when I get onto her and she cries like that, I feel like the worst mother ever. Which I should change that to, I shouldn't say I feel like the worst mother ever. I should say I think I'm the worst mother ever, because that's not a feeling. And that's, I still do that. I still mix that stuff up. This thing though, makes you do evidence against your thoughts and evidence towards your thoughts, like that support them. So evidence against, did I not do both? Oh, evidence supporting this. I yell sometimes. I get frustrated with her. I'm still comparing myself to her dad as a parent. And then I put like the little shoulder shrug emoji. Because when I was reading that book, I was like, I don't do comparison. It's like, yeah, I do when it comes to that. And that was kind of a wake-up call because I really didn't feel like, and I don't mean like the kind of comparison I mean. It's not on a level of skilled parenting. It's on a level of like how she feels about being here versus being with him. Evidence against. I'm the only discipline that she gets. Therefore, like I have to teach her right from wrong. I'm not being abusive. I'm just frustrated after saying things over and over. I feel like it's really a lot more of how, and when I say yell, like I don't yell. I don't yell or scream. I raise my voice to get her attention. I may be a little more stern than how I talk when I'm just talking to her normally. But like when I say yell, that would be like me saying, bring that book over here, because she's tearing a page out of it or something. Like that's when I say yell, that's what I'm talking about. And I think the frustration, like when I get frustrated, I don't think, I mean, I'm sure it does come across. I'm sure she can tell that there's a difference in how I'm talking to her, but I feel like it's more of internally for me, I'm feeling this way. And because I feel this way, I'm projecting that onto her. Like she's feeling the same way. And that's, I mean, she may be feeling frustrated as well, but not in the same way, I don't think. Oh, and I had been dealing with a lot of physical pain lately. And so that was also contributing to a lot of this stuff. So my new thought, and I said, I feel like this isn't working because I want a new action and I need the model format. So then I changed it. So I said this, so the model works like this. There's a circumstance that happens. Well, I'm gonna do a separate episode on the model thing. I'm gonna call it something else. We're gonna call it the waddle. Instead of the model, I'm gonna call it the waddle. It starts out with a circumstance. My daughter does something that I need to correct. This is my thought, my old thought. I am the only person that makes this child mind. I don't know if that makes sense to everyone. To make a child mind means that you make them follow directions. Because they say like mind your parents means like do what your parents ask you to do. So the way I feel from that is I feel frustration. Then the action I take is yell in quotation marks, or I get short in frustration. So like when I say, I realize I have a lot of listeners from other countries, so I don't know if this translates. If I say that I'm being short with you, or you say someone's being short with you, it means that, and it's not necessarily, it doesn't necessarily have to be rude. Like if I'm in a rush and you're asking me a question, I'm like, yes, that'll work. That's fine. That's kind of like a short answer. Or I guess all that stuff I said wouldn't be, but like, yes, that's fine. But you are kind of like looking for more of an explanation. Or also like if a person that you normally see, like they're like, hi, how are you doing? How have you been? That, you know, like talking like that. And then you see them and they're like, hey, how's it going? And then like you ask them questions and they're just saying, yes, no, I don't know. That would be them being short with you. If they normally would have a conversation, it doesn't necessarily mean they're mad at you. Doesn't necessarily, you know, but anyway, that's, I said yell or I'm short in frustration. And so my result is that my daughter gets upset that I'm mad, and she does. She doesn't like it when I'm upset with her. If she thinks that I don't like what she's doing or that I'm correcting her in any way, She gets upset. I get upset with myself for not being more in control. So here's my new model. So the actions or the circumstance is the same. My daughter does something that I need to correct. My thought, my daughter needs my help to navigate the world. My feeling, compassion and love. My action, I respond in a calm and kind way. I may have to be firm, but I'm not being rude. And then the result of that is that I remain composed. So I just wrote this out. Like I thought about what was been going on, wrote this out. And I've been using this for so many years, this like technique, that this week went great. Like I just totally changed the way I was thinking about stuff I was doing with her. And I even, it made me realize that there were some other things that I probably need to help her with for school. So like right now she goes to preschool, which is not a full day, but next year she'll be in kindergarten, which will be a full day. And, I realized that the same stuff, like if I tell her to be quiet, and I don't need to tell my kids to be quiet because I don't care how much noise they make at home, as long as they're not being ridiculous. But you know, like if you have to listen for something, or you're like, another time she'll try to like interrupt us because she wants to be part of the conversation, but she doesn't know how. And so in those instances, if you tell her to be quiet, she'll start being like, can I talk now? I want to talk. Can I talk now? And just repeating it over and over and over and over. She definitely has like some OCD type tendencies. So anyway, I realized that I needed to practice and role play with her of like me being the teacher or her being the teacher and like telling me to be quiet, because I found out she's been doing that to her teacher. And then we've been practicing. Then I realized like she may not even know what I mean when I say be quiet. Like, what does that mean? Do I mean she can't talk? Do I mean stop hitting something? Do I mean stop making noises? So we started doing this thing where I'll set a timer for a minute, and I was trying to see, and she could watch it either on my watch or on my phone, because she sees a little circle go down, and just practicing not making any noises, or she is making noise like very, very quietly. And at first she could only do 30 seconds. The other day we did 2 minutes. So I was like, really, and then she gets a prize at the end, but she never knows what the prize is going to be. So I changed it up. The first time we did it, I went and put makeup on her. So like not really putting makeup on her, but like put a little bit of blush on her cheeks. And like, you know, she wanted me to do her eyebrows with a little spoolie, like just brush them up, that kind of thing, the stuff that I do. And I put some lip gloss on her. So that was putting on makeup. So she, yeah, she really goes for that kind of thing. This was another one that I did. I wrote just playing around with some others. I didn't even realize I did this one. I'm telling you guys, this stuff, I need to teach you. I need to like do a straight up lesson on this whole thing. Because it just, yeah. Anyway. So I said, my circumstance, the living room is disorganized. My thought usually is they will just make more of a mess. Doing a little won't make a dent. My feeling is overwhelmed. My action is to sit there and do nothing. The result is to have a huge mess pile by Friday. I did not even realize I did this one. So the new thought, this is, okay, I'm going to make it into a different episode. I'm going to tell you guys that. So here's the new one. And I probably have an episode somewhere on this channel that talks about that. It's just, you know. All right, so my new thing is same circumstance. The living room is disorganized. Here's the new thought. Anything I do now won't have to, okay, sorry, let me start it again. Anything I do now, I won't have to do later. There will be less mess. I think I did. Maybe I did do these. Did I do these before the recording? I felt like I did these after the recording. But now that I'm reading this, because I remember talking about this with you guys, the feeling for that would be to be helpful and compassionate, or the way I would be feeling, helpful, compassionate, I guess towards myself. I think towards myself. The action is to look for ways, look for ways to cut the clutter. Do 5 minutes here and there. And by looking ways to cut the clutter, well, I'll get into that later. And the result is less mess than if I had done nothing. So that's pretty much what happened this week. It really is in both areas. I had a much better week with my daughter, and before I left for work today, which I didn't even have to go to work today, but I wanted to, I did my little bit of stuff that I did, and I was pretty happy with how it all turned out. So anyway, just wanted to kind of give you guys an update based on like my thought that I started out the week with. That's kind of like another thing too. That's what I started the week out with. And here we are at the end of the week, and I've done exactly what I intended to do. Like those two things that I wanted to focus on this week, I did. Just using a little 5 minute thing to kind of get my mind in the right place. Now, this process doesn't work for most people until you practice it a certain way, not to mention that I would have to go over the different steps. And like the support group I was part of, the group sessions that we would do, it was all online, but the group sessions that we would do would be all about having oh my gosh, I could do that for you guys. Oh, I could totally do that. So the person who was like the moderator or the support person, she would have us tell what was going on, like tell the story. And then she would help us rework our model. So the model, this is what's actually happening in your brain. It's like how you're thinking about stuff, and reworking it actually, and practicing the new thought. That is what makes it make a difference, because you're changing the thought process. But another thing is like, so I think maybe I talked about this because I think it was something that I did that day. I had been like straightening some stuff up, and I was thinking like, you know, what I'm doing right now, because I remember saying almost this exact same thing to you guys. Like, I'm cleaning up stuff in the living room. My kids are going to mess it back up. But if this isn't clean, it's just going to be more mess on top of this stuff. So I'm 5 minutes further ahead than I would be if I didn't do it at all. And then sometimes, like I always say, clutter attracts clutter. Like I realized I didn't put anything on the top of my little shelf unit that I brought in here. I didn't put anything on top of it. And I'm sitting here looking at it right now, and there's still nothing on top of it. None of my kids have put anything else on top of that shelf. It looks exactly like it did when I brought it in here. So, there's one marker on top of it. But otherwise, like, they haven't messed with it. So, I'm telling you, there's like something to this. I feel like I've uncovered secrets of the universe. And I mean, this stuff that I'm talking about, like I said, somebody's paying a lot of money to learn this, and I'm definitely not the expert in it. I just use it for myself and know how it works. So anyway, I just wanted to share that. And, that's my update. I didn't mean for it to be half an hour long. But as always, you can always use these episodes to clean while I'm talking, or whatever else you want to do. And I think I'm going to read my book a little bit, and then I think I might plan. I really want to plan out an episode to talk about the waddle. That's what we're going to call it, the waddle. Or the thottle. Because it's, no, that sounds too much like the THOT word. But it is a thought process. I guess we could call it the thought process model, TPM. I don't know. I need to come up with some kind of, we could call it the COT, C-O-T, COT method, change our thoughts. I don't know. I got to come up with something for it because I don't want to be calling it by the same. Whatever. I could even change the letters. I might do that. I might change the letters of it for our purposes. So like instead of situation, or I'm sorry, instead of circumstance, I could call it the situation. And then instead of thought, I could call it idea. And then we could just use like feeling. We could still use feeling, action, result. And then it would make the acronym SAFAR. Safari. We could call it Safari. It wouldn't be spelled right, but we could call it the Safari method. I could change those letters and then I could add my own at the end. The last I would be intention. That would be like on the second one. So like, what intention are you going to set for this week using this new model? Safari. Safari, not Safari, but Safari. Yeah. Cool. I just came up with that right here in front of you guys. And I changed it a little bit. So, you know, you can't copyright an idea. You can only, yep, there we go. All right. So I'll be back at some point talking to you guys about the Safari method that I did not make up at all myself, but it's helpful. So talk to you guys later. Bye.